This is Fresh Air. Tony Hale has won 2 Emmy Awards for his performance on HBO's comedy series Veep. He plays Gary Walsh, the personal aide to Selina Meyer, the vice president. Hale also co-starred in Arrested Development as Buster, the youngest of the Bluth siblings. On Veep, Gary, who's been with Selina for years, remains loyal to her. He worships her and fawns over her. He carries her oversized handbag, nicknamed Leviathan, which contained the nuclear codes when she was briefly the president. He's always standing right behind her, reminding her of the names of the people she's greeting and suggesting things she might say to them. He even chooses clothes for her. Terry Gross spoke to Tony Hale in 2016. In this scene from season 5, Selena's mother is in the hospital and is critically ill. But all Selena can think about is the recount in Nevada. In order to have a quiet space, Selena, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Gary go to the hospital chapel.
Do you pray?
A lot.
What do you pray for?
You know. You maybe want to try it?
Sure. You know, what the hell? We're here, right?
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
God,
Oh my God, it's me, Selena.
Oh Lord God, it's me, Selena. Grant me wisdom and strength.
Give us your comforting presence.
I've got it now. I've got it. Lord God, please ease my mother's pain and suffering.
Yes, Lord.
Ease her passing. Ease it all. Ease it down the Lord. Let her daughter, thy humble servant, be the first woman elected president of the United States. Please, this is so much to bear.
Oh, it is, Lord, it is.
Hear my prayer.
Hear her prayer.
Lift me up.
Lift
me up, because my heel is stuck in this thing. I got it.
Tony Hale, welcome to Fresh Air. Let me ask you to describe your character of Gary.
Oh, sweet Gary. Gary has been with the president for many, many years, and he's what's called a body man. And what he does is he pretty much carries around a bag and anything she needs, like it could be Purell or pens or her speech or other things, is in this bag, and so he's always by her side. And typically, before we started shooting the pilot, we were able to meet people who had done this role just to kind of find out about their life. And I met a guy who was a body man, and he did it in his 20s, and he did it for a couple of years, and then burned out and moved on to other stuff. My character has done it into his 40s because he has no identity outside of Selina Meyer, and he worships her. She is so verbally abusive to him, but he doesn't hear it. He just bounces back like, you know, some kind of domestic abuse situation. And he is perfectly content where he is.
So the handbag, which has been nicknamed the Leviathan, now has the nuclear code in it, as well as things like tampons.
Very important.
So one of the things your character has to do is whisper in Selena's ear what she needs to know about each person that she's meeting and what she needs to say. Like when she says to a congressman, "Oh, and this must be your wife," you whisper in her ear, "That's not his wife, it's a prostitute."
That's not his wife. And there was another time where she said, she was talking to somebody and she said to another guy, "How is your wife?" And I said, "He's divorced." And so she has to quickly turn it into some other topic. The thing about Gary is fun to play is he knows nothing about politics. Doesn't care to know about politics, doesn't know, but he knows these random factoids about people. And so he'll just whisper in her ear just like, you know, I don't know, his daughter's in rehab or he likes eclairs or he's a fan of Britney Spears or something just random so that she can have these conversation pieces, which are probably not good conversation pieces to have, but he thinks so.
So your character hardly talks. He's usually just like whispering lines to Selena.
Yeah.
So what does your script look like? When you get your script, does it say, "Gary, parentheses, looks pained. Gary, parentheses, winces. Gary, parentheses, looks confused." Like what? Because you don't always have lines, but you're on camera a lot and you're conveying a lot through your facial expressions and your body posture.
I mean, they give me kind of a lot of fun lines and tidbits to play with and to kind of react off of her. However, there's times, because which is very special to this show that I've never experienced before, they do give us this 2 weeks of rehearsal time before we shoot. And so in that time, since I'm always standing behind her, I can kind of play with, you know, how would I react to that, or make odd noises. I mean, Gary's like big on, like, all of a sudden he'll just go, oh. He just makes these really awkward noises behind her, which I'm sure is so annoying. But so it's fun to kind of play with that and just to kind of have that life behind her.
So although your character doesn't have much dialogue because he's mostly just like reacting and giving her little verbal cues, there is a very famous scene in which you and Selena have a big fight. And this soon after the president resigns and Selena becomes president. You start to assert your new power by doing things you believe are right, but probably aren't. For instance, there's a painting she doesn't like, so you have it removed from the White House, mm-hmm. but it turns out to be the only painting in the White House by a Native American.
Yeah.
And that becomes this like huge issue and a big PR crisis. Then you also spend way too much money on the first state dinner, which also mm-hmm. becomes a big PR crisis because she's accused of overspending. And when Selena finds out that you're the person behind these disasters, she's furious with you, and she goes to find you, and you're kind of trying to hide from her.
Come out of there.
Ma'am, if you'll just let me explain.
Come out here now. Who do you think you are? Gary Antoinette? Did somebody make you first lady? Because I don't remember marrying you, Gary. I don't remember you in Niagara Falls. I think I'd remember that.
Ma'am, I'm really sorry for the painting, and I'm really sorry for the spending, but you have to understand.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. You are unimportant, okay? And you have suckered on to me like some sort of a car window Garfield.
That is not true, ma'am.
You think you're some sort of a big shot here? Oh, my God. You are not a big shot, Gary. You're a middle-aged man who sanitizes my tweezers. God.
You're wrong.
Excuse me?
When's Catherine's birthday?
June 8th.
9th. Which senator's daughter's in rehab?
You're out of line, Missy.
Gildray, what are you wearing tomorrow?
I don't know.
I do. I'm your calendar. I'm your Google. I'm your Wilson the volleyball.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I have broken my body for you.
Oh, come on.
I have let myself be laughed at. I have let myself be humiliated. And I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
Most of the time, you don't even know that I exist. But I am everything to you.
Oh, I am so happy to get somebody else to give me my hand cream.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
Can you find somebody else who did what I did?
You mean on Labor Day?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You just did. You just said Labor Day.
I said I would never mention that, ever.
Oh, God. Okay, look, I'm sorry if I lost my temper a little bit.
I am so sorry for the words that I just spoke.
So what happened on Labor Day? Do you know?
Oh, man, I don't know, but I am dying to find out, man. I mean, there's something fun to not knowing just because it's got to be something really dark.
Yeah.
Because I've done some dark things for her. I've dug out stuff in the trash for her. I've broken up with boyfriends for her. She told me, I think it was season one, where she's like, I need you to break up with this guy for me. And I was like, I'm on it. So, I mean, I've done a lot of weird stuff, but something happened on Labor Day, man, that takes it. Like, it's got to be really dark.
Hey, you've walked in on the president and the vice president having sex.
Yes,
I don't know what you're going to be doing
I
with
have.
That information.
Which was like walking in on mom and dad having sex. That was a rough day for Gary. That was a rough one.
Tony Hale speaking to Terry Gross in 2016. He's won two Emmys for his role in HBO's Veep, which is ending its 7-season run this weekend.